Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
Savage Spirits and Deli on 21st and Spring wants every military person to know that you get a discount at their store. They appreciate your service and our freedom. Savage is home to the Bearcat Sandwich, the Boys in Blue, and the mouth-watering fresh barbecue tri-tip every day. Be sure to ask for your discount for active military and veterans. Savage Spirits and Deli on the corner of 21st and Spring in Paso Robles.
Take the 3-Minute Medicare Challenge. What if you could, in just 3 minutes, save hundreds or even thousands of dollars per year on your Medicare supplement? A quick 3-minute call will let you know how much you can save. Hi, I'm Mike from Hedges Insurance Services. I'm on Medicare too, so I know how expensive this is. For example, recently we saved a 77-year-old couple $120 per month by moving their Medicare supplement Plan G to another company's Plan G. That's over $1,400 per year savings. No change in doctor, 100% the exact same doctor list. That's a lot of money saved for the exact same benefits. Everybody over 70 should call us. Haven't heard from your agent in years? Do you even know who they are? We touch base with our clients each year and keep them informed, like this message. As always, there's never a fee for our service. Services. From Paso to Napomo, in person or on the phone, call us for the 3-minute challenge at 805-466-9048. That's 805-466-9048 for the hedge of protection.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, December 30th, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
Ribbon cutting ceremony for Paso Robles Aquatic Center in March. Highway 41 between Chelan and Highway 33 to remain closed. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy today, highs in the upper 50s. It's 36 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solar Products, saving homeowners more money on their energy bills than 75. And don't just go solar, go Solar Products. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The Paso Robles Joint Unified School District invites the public to attend the ribbon-cutting ceremony for the long-awaited Aquatic Center. The ceremony is scheduled for Friday, March 6th, with further details to be shared closer to the date. The Aquatic Center is a major milestone for the school district, designed to support student athletics and physical education. Superintendent Jennifer Loftus said, quote, "This project has been a long time coming, and we're excited to finally share a date with our community." A large segment of Highway 41 continues to remain closed, with the reopening date currently unknown. Highway 41, north of the Chelan Y, was closed Sunday night from a major rock slide. The roadway was initially slated to open at 8 a.m. on Monday, but Caltrans announced it will continue to remain closed for an unknown duration. Travelers must use Highway 46 and Highway 33 at Reef Station as detours to get to and from the 41. CHP entering holiday enforcement period for New Year's. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:09.
Blazin' Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazin' Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazinbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:10. CHP will be entering another holiday enforcement period, this time for New Year's Day. The enforcement period starts at 6 p.m. on Wednesday, December 31st, and will conclude just before midnight on Thursday, January 1st. CHP encourages drivers to follow traffic laws, slow down, and always drive sober. During last year's enforcement period for the new year, CHP reported 10 fatal crashes and 481 arrests statewide for driving under the influence. CHP also says during the recent Christmas enforcement period, officers made a total of 297 DUI arrests. Before counting down to the new year, CHP advises everyone to plan ahead. Designate a sober driver, use a rideshare service or public transportation, and report drunk drivers by calling 911. The Paso Robles and Templeton Chamber of Commerce is currently hiring for several positions to help support the organization's continued growth. Positions are open for administrative assistant, marketing, membership sales, and a part-time visitor center associate. These positions offer an opportunity to work at the heart of the Paso Robles and Templeton business community. Interim CEO of the chamber, Robert Covarrubias, said, quote, "Each role plays an important part in advancing our mission and strengthening connections throughout our community." Additionally, the deadline for nominating Roblin of the Year and Beautification of the Year for this year is fast approaching. To qualify, nominees must have lived in the greater Paso Robles area for at least 5 years, been a past Roblin of the Month but not a past Roblin of the Year, and show community involvement that extends beyond job duties. Here are some more laws going into effect for California in 2026. SB 1053 bans single-use plastic bags. Starting January 1st, consumers will have to buy a bag of recycled paper or use their own reusable bags. SB 576 will prohibit streaming services from playing commercials and advertisements with a louder volume than the show or movie being watched. This will go into effect in July. AB 867 will completely ban the practice of declawing a cat. Removing the cat's toe bone will only be allowed for medical reasons, such as an infection, disease, or injury. SB 942, or the AI Transparency Act, will require covered providers to make an AI detection tool at no cost to the user and to mark AI-generated content created by the provider's AI system. Covered provider is defined as a person that creates, codes, or otherwise produces a generative AI system with over 1 million monthly visitors or users. Implementation will take place August 2026. And here's some traffic laws going into effect in 2026, provided by CHP. AB 586 classifies off-highway electric motorcycles, or e-cycles, as an off-highway motor vehicle, subject to the same rules and regulations. An e-motorcycle is defined as a vehicle designated for primary off-highway use, powered by an electric motor, and is not equipped with manufacturer-provided pedals. AB 1777 creates a new authority for a law enforcement officer to issue a notice of autonomous vehicle noncompliance to a manufacturer of said vehicle for an alleged traffic violation committed by one of their vehicles. In sports, for the NFL, yesterday the Falcons beat the Rams 27-24. On Saturday, the Buccaneers will face the Panthers. The 49ers will go against the Seahawks. On Sunday, January 4th, KPRL will have the Cowboys and Giants, then the Raiders and Chiefs, and then the Ravens and Steelers. In the NBA, yesterday the Warriors beat the Nets 120-107, the Thunder over the Hawks 140-129, the Trailblazers beat the Mavericks 125-122, the Cavaliers over the Spurs 113-101, Knicks beat the Pelicans 130-125. Tonight, the Lakers will face the Pistons, the Kings will go against the Clippers, the Celtics will face the Jazz, and the 76ers will go against the Grizzlies. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:15. California news coming up next.
It's the time of the year that we reflect on how quickly the days, months, and years fly by. It's the end of one new year and the beginning of a new one. We think about the resolutions we made, the ones we kept, and the ones we didn't. Well, as the new year begins, it's time to clean the slate and resolve again. Well, here at Davis Body Shop, our New Year's resolutions haven't changed in over 50 years. And that's why we're still here, while others have come and gone. You see, our New Year's resolutions are simple. Being honest and fair, giving you the best value, and making sure your experience is a pleasant one. Oh, and our 100% satisfaction guarantee? That says it all. Happy New Year from the Davis family. Davis Body Shops on El Camino Real, downtown Atascadero, and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
California headline news. Navajo County, Arizona sheriff working to extradite a wealthy California farmer to Arizona to face charges in the shooting death of his estranged wife. Mike Abadi accused of killing his wife Carrie Ann at her home in Pine Top.
We had strong reason to believe that Mr. Abadi had traveled from El Centro, California, on November 20th to Pine Top, Arizona, committed the homicide and traveled back to California.
Navajo County Sheriff David Klaus saying the couple have been involved in a messy divorce. Michael Abadi has been in California's Imperial County Jail since his arrest. Residents and merchants in San Francisco's Sunset District angry about another round of unplanned power outages by PG&E. Their anger focused on bill credits the utility is promising and the claim forms to get them.
They can do increase their credit as a beginning, $500 for individual households, raise it from $2,500 to $5,000 for small businesses.
Homeowner David Lee saying the claim forms to get bill credits are complicated. Jeff Scott, California News.
It's a classic odor tale. You fried fish for dinner, cleaned up, but the smell is still in the house. And the neighbors are coming over for game night. They're on their way. And then you spray Febreze Air Mist. Febreze Air starts working instantly to fight even your toughest odors, so you go from fish to fresh like that. Now all you have to worry about is Pam cheating at charades.
Breathe happy Febreze, la 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 la.
Getting more as a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member is easier than ever with the Lowe's app. Download it today and earn 500 points the first time you log in. Plus, your digital wallet helps you scan, save, earn, and access what you need to manage it all in one place. Download the Lowe's app and take advantage of your pro benefits today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 12/1/25 through 1/7/26. Offer valid for first login per organization only. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Additional restrictions apply. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for more details. Subject to change.
Looking for the best golf deal on the Central Coast? The 2026 SLO County Golf Card is here, and it's your ticket to play more golf for less all year long. For only $125, you'll unlock amazing benefits at Dairy Creek, Chalk Mountain, and Morro Bay Golf Course. But hurry, this offer is only on sale through January 1st. With your card, you'll enjoy $15 golf rounds every day after 12 noon, even on weekends at Chalk Mountain Golf Course. Now through March 31st. And on Tuesdays, you can tee off for just $15 all day long. That's not all. You'll also receive a free round at Chalk Mountain, a free round at Morro Bay, a free nine-hole round at Dairy Creek, and a bonus free round on your birthday. So don't miss your chance to make 2026 your best golf year yet. Visit slocountygolf.com today and grab your Slo County Golf Card before January 1st.
KPRL News continues at 7:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. A federal law that revises what qualifies as legal hemp has California growers, regulators, and other stakeholders assessing what impact the changes could have on fledgling industry. Signed into law in November as part of a broader spending package to reopen the federal government, H.R. 5371 narrows the federal definition of hemp by imposing strict laws on intoxicating hemp products. The new law, which takes effect November 2026, adopts a total Delta 9 THC limit of 0.3%, a threshold so low that hemp advocates say the new federal limits could criminalize hemp with trace amounts of THC that naturally occur in the plant but are not enough to be intoxicating. The trade group U.S. Hemp Roundtable has asked the federal government for more time and to meet with hemp stakeholders to talk about robust regulation of industrial hemp rather than a product ban. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt's Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. Cloudy skies today with highs in the upper 50s. Northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies early with about a 70% chance of showers tonight. Lows in the mid-40s. Northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy tomorrow with about a half inch of rain. Highs in the low 50s. Northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is cloudy skies continuing to Tuesday next week. 80% chance of rain on Thursday, 60% on Friday and early Saturday, about a 40% chance of showers on Sunday and Monday, 50% on Tuesday. Low 60s Thursday, continuing into Friday the weekend and Monday next week, 60 a week from today. Currently it is 36 degrees and partly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 722.
Wesley here from Stove and Spa Center. I just wanted to thank you for letting us make your life more comfortable for 35 years. You can see and explore all of our hearth products, wood, gas, pellet, and electric, to keep you warm and cozy during cold and wet winters. Or maybe you're looking to enjoy the benefits of what hot tub soothing water can do for your body and to melt away the stress that living today brings on. Or perhaps you want to get in better shape this year by exercising in one of our swim spas. There are many models and sizes. We even have models with treadmills built into them. We have a large showroom with lots of the products we sell. Plus, lead times to get products have been greatly reduced. And of course, you can still get all the supplies and even get your water tested for your pool and spa. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Come check us out at Stove and Spa Center, 7485 El Camino Real at Tascadero, between Kerberel and Moore Roads. All products we offer are on our website at stoveandspa.com.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth MacDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
There's fresh data in on the housing market this morning with the S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller Home Price Indices showing annual growth in home prices continue to slow in October. Student loan debt increasingly is getting wiped away by bankruptcy, according to a new study which says recent analysis that the vast majority of student debtors who seek discharges in bankruptcy are getting them, in part because of a simpler legal process that was introduced 3 years ago. Borrowers have an 87% success rate in dismissing most or all of their loans in bankruptcy, according to the study by a professor at the University of Utah's S.J. Quinney College of Law. That's up from 61% in 2017 and more than double the rate nearly two decades ago. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
My name is Whitney Allen. I am a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought in a million years we'd have to use life insurance. The unexpected happened. With Ethos, it is so fast and easy. It's 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage through Ethos.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants.
The plans I draft include lifelong subtrusts for kids, which protect them from creditors, predators, divorce, and maybe themselves, depending on control. You can even incentivize postmortem transmission of values you care about. But that works better if you get buy-in now. Holiday meals are the perfect time to adopt, implement, and refine your family mission statement.
If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105. Or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv. LAWNEWS.TV.
Now is the time to get ready for the changing seasons with the help of Blake's Incorporated, your true value hardware center in Paso Robles. Have you ever had the experience of stepping out your door and being bombarded by rain falling from your roof? Blake's True Value Hardware can easily help you with that problem. Blake's has specially priced Geneva, Rango, and PVC rain gutters in many types and styles. Available in brown or white, they also carry the galvanized 4-inch rain gutters. You'll find just what you need for the ever-changing North County weather ahead. Install rain gutters now before the rains come, or if you already have rain gutters, check them for any needed repairs or additions. Blake's can advise you on all your rain gutter needs. Also, check out the Warner aluminum extension ladders that you'll need to help with gutter installation. Blake's also carries step ladders in aluminum, wood, and fiberglass by Warner. Be prepared and be ready with help from Blake's Incorporated, your true value hardware center. 17th and Riverside, Paso Robles.
Mars Mega Storage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Mega Storage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Mega Storage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Mega Storage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
Email it to the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech, ready to go. And it's brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, your Honda Power Equipment dealer in Atascadero. 238-5775. Don't forget, you can text at 75238. KPRL is we're ready to go here on this Tuesday edition on The Right Choice. Coming up this afternoon, 12:15 till 2 o'clock. Barry has his final day off for the year. He'll be back next Tuesday with Protecting What Matters. And I promise you the specials this afternoon will be 500% better than the one that I just absolutely mashed yesterday. I don't even want to think about it. Anyway, it has to do with the history of the White House and also the expanding powers of the president. Very, very interesting. Should be a little leery anytime you expand the powers of government in general. All right, whatever may be on your minds, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that's what it's all about. It's like the hokey pokey. Just do it. Here's something that's kind of, I don't know if it's interesting or just something to know. California Highway is one of the deadliest in the United States. We've made the list on a couple of these. It's a stretch of Interstate 80 through Northern California. That's the one that it runs from San Francisco through Sacramento to the Nevada border. 277 fatal accidents since 2019. That one, I've been on that a couple of times, but I haven't gone all the way through. And that has been ranked number 8 on the study of the most dangerous U.S. interstates. Now, the other interstates in California that made the list include Interstate 5, which came in at number 29 with 779 fatal accidents over 796 miles. And, of course, the I-5 runs from the border to the border up there in Oregon. So we have at least two there. Also, another highway in California, Interstate 5, ranks 7th on the list. And let's see, Interstate 15 in California ranked number 11. And that runs from San Diego to the Nevada border. And again, we mentioned driving and so forth. By the way, the deadliest stretch of interstate in the United States, according to the study, is Interstate 94 through Illinois, which has 2 fatal crashes per mile. Boy. Others on the list, in case you have plans, something to consider, would be Interstate 24 through Kentucky, Interstate 55 through Tennessee, Interstate 14 through Texas, and let's see here, Interstate 95 and 4 through Florida, I-95 in Delaware, and Interstate 45 in Texas. The one in Delaware, I-95 in general, just going up the east, it's bad. It's almost every part of the day, every time of the year, it's bad, and particularly in Delaware, because it's very, very cramped. It's very, very cramped. I remember I had a drive through there to go to Philadelphia. It was about, 5, 6 years ago after a wedding in Delaware. And I had a drive on a Sunday morning. It was a rainstorm going up 95. And it was pretty scary. It was pretty scary. And just recently down in Maryland going through 95, not far from where my brother lives, it's hairy. You have so much traffic, and particularly trucks, particularly the big rig trucks. So it's pretty dangerous. And I know the one coming out of Delaware and the one in Maryland, the area, there's really not much room to expand them to make them safer and to let that traffic just, flow a little bit better. It's terrible. Absolutely terrible. So anyway, just in case for your travels. All right, let's see here. We may get to the one about the audit finding that California is once again getting hosed. But Yesterday, something came up on the fact that more refineries are leaving California, and it's a topic that, you know, most people don't pay that much attention to. Is again, when the conversation from yesterday alluded to, I think it was the first one from Mike in Atascadero, that, you know, we take for granted our farmers that produce the food, and, you know, we go to a grocery store, we get it, we don't think much about that. But when the impacts on their industry from what many consider unnecessarily laws, which means more money for them to have to produce things to put on our table, it cost us more money. Now, California has seen a pretty significant decline in refineries, and there is only just a handful that are in business today. Now, in the late 1980s to the early 90s, there was around 40 refineries in the state of California. And this is driven by, well, the politics in the state of California. Now, the future outlook suggests continued pressures on traditional refining, with California's policymaking balancing environmental goals with ensuring fuel security. Now, if you back up a little bit on that, California refinery departure means higher, more volatile gas prices, increased reliance on vulnerable imports, strain on supply chains, and also that also affects the military as well, and job loss for workers. Now, this creates a critical energy security issue due to fewer local refinery options for the state's unique fuel blend. This shortage arises from rising demand and reduced local capacity, pushing the state towards expensive foreign sources or Asian markets. There is some suggestion that within a few years, the price for gas in California could be almost $8 a gallon because of this. Now, again, why is it happening? Well, the refineries in California, it's more expensive to operate here. And the demand hasn't lowered, but the cost and all the regulatory, the stringent state rules make it difficult to refiners to see returns, leading them to close. So again, why is that? Well, because of our elected officials. And it's a critical gap between supply and demand for its unique fuel blend, impacting consumers and industry alike. So the future, if you want to pay $8 a gallon, keep voting in the way you do, but this is a major concern for many people. There's also supply disruptions. This has to do with the concerns about national security risk. And again, as I mentioned, it impacts military bases and energy security, and we have to turn elsewhere to get it. More imports, as I mentioned, often from Asia. And this is self-inflicted. This is self-inflicted. And don't forget, I think we have what Valero is leaving the state next year as well. So I don't know what we'll be down to. We know about Phillips. So you have the major closures. And these closures remove about 20% of California's refining capacity. And again, this has to do with supply stability. What's somewhat interesting about this is the change in other states regarding energy. And that has to do particularly in New York, where the governor, Kathy Hochul, a full-fledged Democrat, she recently lifted some bans on the natural gas construction. Why? Because the rates in the state went up 40%. And what I mean the rates is for people to be able to heat and cool their homes and just live their life, that cost went up about 40%. And there's even talk of bringing back some nuclear, because the nuclear plant, it was under Cuomo. He shut it down, I don't know how many years ago now, but that was the last one in the state. So she has lifted the damaging ban on natural gas pipeline construction imposed by Andrew Cuomo. So yeah, here it is. Electricity rates rose 40%.
in New York because of the decisions by the government. And so Hochul has approved key permits for these pipelines and some other things as well. And this has happened particularly in Europe. If you remember, if you go back 10 or 15 years about the push for the green and all that kind of stuff, well, a lot of them are going back to, let's just say, the old way, because it's more efficient and it's less costly. So we see New York and a couple of other states doing the same thing, but not California. They've put it into overdrive, as we've seen with more laws coming this year that touch a lot of things, including the energy. And also what they're finding out, that many of the so-called things that the Democrats put into place or wanted to, they haven't worked. Here's something that, if you go back to 2016, this has to do with the DEI, and there was a report published, and it stated why diversity programs fail, and that the decades of mandating diversity efforts is that when you force feed, it activates biases rather than stamp it out. Did we really need a study to understand that, what human nature is about? Education is the key, but not when you force feed people. They tend to, not tend to, they react the opposite way. So you have programs like this and so forth that are being reconsidered around the country, but not in the fine state of California. All right, here's kind of a one on a lighter note. A restaurant in Florida is being sued for $50,000 in damages. It is the Outback Steakhouse. It's in Ocala, Florida. The injury includes significant and permanent loss of an important bodily function and a loss of capacity for the enjoyment of life. This is what this guy, Michael Green, says he suffered. And this has to do with a bathroom toilet. And it was apparently, according to him, the toilet was not properly secured to the floor. Now, it doesn't say what the weight of this guy is or was, or, you know. So he's seeking $50,000 in damages. What's interesting about this, if you think about it, if this is a permanent loss of an important bodily function and loss of capacity for the enjoyment of life, why is he only asking for $50,000? Anybody have an idea about that? Well, maybe we'll find out more as this case continues, or maybe he's just hoping for a quick check. So Outback, which has financial problems, doesn't want to get go through the embarrassment and just, again, write checks like a lot of Americans want that, okay? So you have those things going on. And also, this little clip here I'm going to play, this has to do with a conversation last hour and something that we've brought up quite a few times over the last year here regarding your money and what the state of California and how they've misused it and how nobody has been held accountable for this. This is about, I don't know, minute 10 long or something like that, because the entire interview is over, well, about 6 minutes, and you'll get the gist of it very quickly.
Facing fraud allegations, an auditor in California finding that state agencies wasted millions in taxpayer dollars. That report revealing one agency, quote, wasted more than $4.6 million on monthly service fees for thousands of mobile devices that went unused month after month, and in many cases for more than 2 years. And in another example, an agency did not report approximately $400,000 in taxable fringe housing benefits received by employees who rented state-owned housing at below market value. Joining me now to break it down is legal and political strategist Katie Zachariah. Katie, thank you so much for getting up with us and talking about this. You know, in my opinion, I think if these people who are quote-unquote running the show in California can't even track where this money is going, they need to be fired. What do you think?
It would be nice if we could actually fire the failed leadership of California, and we've tried so many times, but the Democrats have the supermajority, and under Gavin Newsom, it has been a disaster. That state audit report also showed under Gavin Newsom's tenure that these agencies have doubled. So it went from 4 to 8 now that are susceptible to fraud, waste, and abuse and mismanagement. Our state is $1.6 trillion in unrealized liabilities and debt. This also is on top of the $128 billion trained to nowhere and everything else that has really been incinerated by Gavin Newsom and the Democrats in California.
So the question is, and we've mentioned this a lot, why aren't people being held accountable? Should we even bother with it anymore? You know, we see it here on the local level. Who gets held accountable for anything, whether it's mismanagement or, you know, maybe inappropriate behavior and so forth? Nobody's held accountable. So what does that say to the rest of us? Well, a couple of things, as far as I'm concerned. One is it says, screw you. We don't care. We're the ones in control. The hell with you. And the other is the total disregard for people in general. They just don't care. They stand up there in their starched suits and they tell us that they do and so forth, but they laugh at us and they continue to take more of our money. And when inappropriate behavior props up, they excuse it or they just totally ignore it, because what's going to happen to them? Nothing. They have their cronyism. They have their people in place. We've seen it in the county. We've seen it in the school districts and so forth and so on. So nobody gets held accountable. And what does that say to the rest of us as well? Well, it says, well, hey, if they can do it, why can't I do it? Because we've become an unaccountable society. So maybe you have some thoughts regarding that. So anyway, just a couple of things here this morning on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL on the way. Local news headlines, Fox News update, and also we have birthdays and anniversaries, and I'll probably get some nasty emails because it's a pretty good list today. But one particular person will not go on the list because he is a ex-Dodger.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. The Paso Robles Joint Unified School District invites the public to attend the ribbon-cutting ceremony for the long-awaited Aquatic Center. The ceremony is scheduled for Friday, March 6, with further details to be shared closer to the date. The Aquatic Center is a major milestone for the district, designed to support student athletics and physical education. CHP will be entering another holiday enforcement period, this time for New Year's Eve. The enforcement period starts at 6 p.m. on Wednesday the 31st and will conclude just before midnight on Thursday, January 1st. Remember to follow traffic laws, slow down, and drive sober. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy today, highs in the upper 50s, it's 37 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. The drug loading dock goes boom, and then another drug boat in the Pacific. U.S. Southern Command strike number 30 after a Christmas pause. President Trump confirms the dock strike.
There was a major explosion in the dock area where they load the boats up with drugs.
The president at Mar-a-Lago meeting Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu also promised hell to pay if Hamas doesn't disarm in Gaza as promised. Homeland Security joins the Somali fraud investigation in Minnesota. Fox's Madeline Rivera.
Attorney General Pam Bondi says they've been looking into these allegations of fraud for months, and they expect more prosecutions will be coming. So far, she says 98 people have been charged, 85 of whom are of Somali descent.
After an independent journalist viral videos visiting empty daycare and healthcare centers. America is listening to Fox News.
Have you considered selling scrap gold or silver? Need some advice on strategies to buy gold? Mid-State Precious Metals is here to serve you. Ron is a veteran, and his family-owned business is in Atascadero across the parking lot from the movie theater. Mid-State Precious Metals is a reputable, certified dealer and can walk you through the process of selling coin collections or scrap jewelry. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. Stop in anytime just to chat. Mid-State Precious Metals, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
Get into the spirit of the Garden Lights and Winter Nights in downtown Atascadero. Sunken Gardens is glowing with thousands of sparkling lights in the beautiful trees, creating the perfect winter paradise. Festive shopping, great food, warm drinks, and holiday fun throughout downtown. Thanks to the sponsors, City of Atascadero, Atascadero Tourism Business Improvement District, Sousa Construction, plus Avila Traffic Safety, 3CE, H&R Block, and PG&E. Come celebrate the season in downtown Atascadero. Find all the details at visitatascadero.com.
The Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant has a wonderful atmosphere for all your friends and family. Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood is now serving weekly dinner specials like fried chicken on Wednesdays, Alaskan halibut Fridays, prime rib Saturday, and barbecue ribs on Sunday. Tell your friends and family to meet you at the new local favorite, the Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant, located in the River Oaks neighborhood, right in the middle of the golf course.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. It's in up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros. All right, clouds today, 60, and we'll have some rain, about a 65% chance of rain later tonight into tomorrow morning. Overnight lows in the, it says here, mid-40s. Rain likely, how likely? Well, 96% chance on your New Year's Eve and highs only in the mid-50s as we head out to the first day of 2006. Rain pretty much about 90%, low 60s. Could get some rain, low 60s Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Those percentage of rain following the first of the year are anywhere from 45 to 55 down to about 30%. So we'll see. But again, as I mentioned several times this morning, please be careful on the roads. All right, today's UV index will be 2, up and down, 7:13 a.m., 4:59 p.m., we've jumped. It's 37 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
Community Calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurants. They got you covered every single day. All righty. If you're thinking about a New Year's resolution or just something that you have been thinking about for a long time, doesn't necessarily have to be a resolution. Volunteer tutors are needed for North County's Literacy for Life Learning Centers. That's both Atascadero and Paso Robles. And it is a nonprofit volunteer organization in partnership with the San Luis Obispo County Libraries. Provides free English language tutoring for adults in both locations and throughout the county. And again, they always have these programs starting up, well, shouldn't say starting up, but throughout the year. So if you're interested and you'd like to help out in one way or the other, contact Literacy for Life here in San Luis Obispo County. Also, another volunteer opportunity for you, and that is Docents Gift Shop, Library, and Restoration, all out there at our local gem, that is the Estrella Warbirds and Woodland Auto Display. Again, Docents Gift Shop. Now, the gift shop, they're looking for folks Thursday through Sunday. And the library, you can call, well, I'll give you the number here. And the restoration, heck, you can just show up on Monday, Wednesday, or Saturday and start getting dirty. How about that? That's pretty cool. All right, for more information, contact the Estrella Warbirds Museum and Woodland Auto Display. I'll give you here the number, 238-9317, 238-9317. All righty. Community Calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles in the delightful River Oaks community. Great meals at a reasonable price. 7 minutes away from 8 at the Right Choice, KPRL.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry, one block north of the park in downtown Paso Robles. They'll take care of you. Indeed, they will. All right, local celebrities. Let's see. Who do we have? Nicholas Buckman, Melinda Cowden, Lisa Walter, Henry Hamm, Kathleen Chambers. We have Gisela Olson, Garrett Barnhard, Mark Menicky, Robert Kincaid, Susan Maccabee, Javier Jesus Hernandez, and Brian and Shannon Tarwater. So, happy birthday and happy anniversary. On my right-hand side, as I mentioned, it's a pretty good list today. We lead off with Rudyard Kipling, the novelist, 1865-1936. Simon Guggenheim, the philanthropist, 1867-1941. Jeanette Nolan, the actress, 1911-1998. Bert Parks, 1914-1992. Here she comes. Joe Van Fleet, the actress, 1914-1996. Bookum Dano, Jack Lord, Hawaii 5-0, 1920. Passed away in 1998. By the way, he turned down the role in, I forget now. Oh, well. All right, the man here, Bo Diddley, 1928-2008. Oh, man. Lady from Kentucky, you know where I'm going. Skeeter Davis, 1931-2004. Joseph Bologna, the writer. A lot of good stuff there. 1934, and he passed away in 2017. Russ Tamblyn, remember, West Side Story, 1934. Okay, this is where I'll get in trouble. Sandy Koufax, 1935, one of the greatest left-handed pitchers of all time and a good guy. Jack Riley, he was great in the Bob Newhart Show. What a character actor he was. He was born in 1936, died in 2016. One of the best songs ever written and ever recorded, this one by Glenn Campbell, when it was written by John Harford. He wrote Gentle on My Mind, 1937. Passed away in 2001. Let's see here. Paul Stuckey of Peter, Paul, and Mary, 1937. Another good one today, Del Shannon, 1939-1990. Mel Renfro, Pro Football and College Hall of Famer, 1941, Jimbo Nance, one of the best players in the old AFL and also a heavyweight champion at the NCAA level. He played for Syracuse. Jim was born in 1942. He died in 1992 of the Monkees. Michael Nesmith, 1942. Davy Jones of the Monkees was born in 1945. He died in 2012. Patti Smith, the singer, 1946. Oh, man. ELO's Jeff Lynne, 1947. What a list. Meredith Fiera, 1953. Country singer, and oh boy, Susie Boggess, 1956. Tracy Ullman was born in 1959. Boy, Ben Johnson, the world record holder, the sprinter, 1961. The Hollywood Madam, Heidi Fleiss, 1965. Yes, indeed. Who else do we have on this? Kerry Collins, quarterback, played for a few teams, including the Raiders. He was born in 1972, and Tiger Woods was born in 1975. Keenan Martin, pretty good hoopster, 1971. And who else do we have? Tyrese Gibson, the singer, 1978. LeBron James was born in 1984. Carson Wentz was born in 1992. All right. Passing away this day, Barbara Walters, 2022. Don Wells, Gilligan's Island, passed away in 2020. Good riddance, he was hanged. Saddam Hussein, 2006. Rasputin, 1916. Amelia Jenks Bloomer, yes, the Bloomers. She died in 1894, and what a shame. And Artie Shaw passed away on this day in 2004. Lou Ayer is a pretty good actor. 1996, and the talent agent Irvin Swifty Lazar died in 1993. The outstanding composer Richard Rodgers, 1979. All right, folks, I know about Koufax, I know about Tiger Woods, I know about who else was on there that's pretty good. Well, had Koufax, LeBron James, but it ain't happening. I'm gonna go with the lady who was born Mary Frances Pennock. And she was born in Glencoe, Kentucky, and she had a pretty brutal life growing up. She saw her mother attempt to kill herself several times and almost tried to jump out the window with her in her arms, but things progressed, and she ended up having a fabulous career. Pop and country, the one and only Skeeter Davis goes to the top.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. A large segment of Highway 41 continues to remain closed, with a reopening date currently unknown. Highway 41 north of the Chelan Y was closed on Sunday night from a major rock slide. Travelers must use Highway 46 and Highway 33 at Reef Station as detours to get to and from the 41. The Paso Robles and Templeton Chamber of Commerce is currently hiring for several positions to help support the organization's growth. Positions are open for administrative assistant, marketing, membership sales, and a part-time visitor center associate. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy skies today, highs in the upper 50s, it's 37 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
Skeeter Davis was diagnosed with breast cancer in 1988, and then in September of 2004, Skeeter Davis died in Nashville. That's where she was living. She was 72. One more to go this hour, brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.